coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your video trying couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, January 16th, 2012.
And this is episode 44. 2 times 22. 11 times 4. What?
Welcome to another episode. And this is our inaugural episode of something new.
Yeah, this is, as our title said, this is a video trying couple. This is going to be our first time actual real time on a real show where we're including the video segment, but it's going to be on YouTube. We're not going to do a video hosting site where you can see it, but it'll be up on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And you graciously got us a cool video, a username out there on Google. On YouTube. What is it?
It's called Valentine Cast is our name out on YouTube.
Right. And just to kind of let everybody know, At Valentine, .com is still alive and kicking, but we did get a new domain. And I guess I did have some tech, didn't we?
Yeah.
It's some tech.
I guess
some
we
news.
Can't, this is tech. Yeah.
And, well, if that's tech, then. Well,
technology.
Oh, yeah. We're in tech already, man. We just skipped what we did last
week. Because we didn't do anything last week.
Yeah, so. We'll go back, though. We'll talk about the snow and cold.
Talk about the stuff we didn't do.
Right. But one of the things that we did this week is we had Alachi on last week when you listened, and she kind of said something about be cool if we added, you know, a video element to the podcast. And I did a little work and watched a couple of YouTube videos on how to do that in Sony Vega, a movie maker or whatever it's called. What's it called, babe?
Sony Vegas.
And that's the software we use when we do our vlogs and stuff.
It's amazing software.
Yeah, it is. And that's actually a piece where we can have our videos side by side. And like Renee said, our channel is Valentine Cast. So
you're messing stuff up already.
I know. It's youtube.com/ValentineCast. And we also added a domain. Well, we made our primary domain now is valentinecast.com. @valentine.com still goes to the same website, and we'll probably just go ahead and keep it because, mm-hmm. I mean.
Just in case.
I know, just in case. I mean, there's a lot of people that may still use it and stuff like that.
I wish we had thought of this when we made the podcast. But
hey.
We didn't think of that.
Hey.
Apparently, we didn't think AT Valentine was going to be too hard.
Huh? Right. And we also changed our Twitter name from @ValentineBlog to Valentine Cast.
So we're trying to make everything Valentine Cast.
Right.
Our email is still @ValentineBlog. But
you got a new email for us, right?
Right. I got a new email, but I'm not sure if it's good because Valentine Cast was taken.
Right.
So we could have either added something on the Valentine Cast, maybe the Valentine Cast.
I guess we could have been the Valentine Cast.
Yeah, that's what I said. And you said no.
You did.
But I picked up another email address called Valentine Podcast.
Okay.
But maybe I'll just get the Valentine Cast.
Hey, if it's available, which if you want to, you can go ahead and look and see if it's available and just go ahead and snatch it.
We'll snatch it while we're talking.
I mean, we have @ValentinePodcast. We have @ValentineBlog.
We're taking all the names.
We have Valentine Podcast now, and we can probably go ahead and just get the Valentine Cast. So, but we did add a video element, and like I said, you can go out and see the podcast out there. And if you don't want to listen to it on the radio, or if you want to see us on the big screen in 720p, we're definitely sitting out there. And just thank you to Alachia for, you know.
Thank you, Alachia.
Yeah, for the suggestion and everything and kind of, you know, pushing the envelope. I mean, sometimes we, you know, it's a nice change for us and stuff like that. You know, yeah, I have to throw on clothes and I can't video, you know, I can't.
you gotta wear pants
I have to wear pants now. And, you know, Renee, you have to look a little lively when you record.
I know. I can't just look bored.
And you can't. I can't cover up your yawns.
But I'm not bored when
I know
we record. I just tend to look bored, so that I can't even look bored. I have to look like I am in the moment.
No, be yourself, though. Be yourself.
If I look like I'm bored, then people are like, man, I'm not going to listen to that podcast.
All right, so here's the thing. If we get too many complaints about if we look bored while we're recording, or if we're just recording and we forget about the video camera, we're going to shut it off. Just shut it off. It's over. No more video.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Nah, it's not. It's not going to be doing.
Okay, I have created the Valentine Cast.
All right. And all that will be on our website at valentinecast.com. And it'll be in the show notes. And, I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited about the little new change. It took us 44 weeks to kind of figure it out.
Oh, 44 freaking weeks.
Hey, and maybe
some people took longer than that. So I know. I guess we shouldn't be too upset, right?
I know. And you never know, man. We might end up doing a live show or something. I don't know. We're baby steps. You know, it took 44 weeks to get where we at. So don't be judging us. So
don't judge.
So with that, I mean, when we go into the food segment, how we normally play music, we won't be adding music for that segment until I get some more PodSafe music, because some of the stuff that we used was mostly PodSafe, but I wasn't, you know, fully sure. But the music that I do, music that I do use, I mean, we could use Pretty Lights for the food section, but that kind of is a little different than what we usually play for the food section. But that's why you'll continue to hear us use Pretty Lights, because those guys gave us permission from the very beginning,
which is awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can find those guys at www.prettylightsmusic.com. Do we have to say www anymore?
I don't think so.
So at prettylightsmusic.com.
Yeah, you don't have to say www. That makes it sound like we're back in 1997.
I know. And the cool thing is with where Renee's video camera is sitting, you get to see the boys. You know, harassing me. Probably.
Oh, yeah. If Sammy jumped on you, they'd see you.
So, and, you know.
You can see Toby in the background.
You know, people will be like, talking about my big belly and stuff, but it's all good.
I told you I could kind of shift.
Yeah.
If you want.
You know, it is what it is. It's fine. I'm not ashamed. I mean, it's there. It's been there for years. So, I know what to do to get rid of it, too. So.
Right. Oh.
That's why we skipping the food section today.
Yeah. not skipping the food section. Yeah. We have stuff in there to talk about.
Yeah, definitely. So that was the tech, kinda. I mean, in a nutshell, and also, you know, some news from our end. And we'll come back to that again, and I'm pretty sure you'll hear it again. And like we said, all the at Valentine stuff still works. But if you could just, you know, make that migration over to change your bookmarks and everything else to Valentine Cast. And we haven't changed how we are listed in iTunes, so it'll still be search for Valentine and scroll down to the bottom and look for the great blue microphone with at Valentine at the bottom that Desi from the Anadolis podcast and AIE made for us. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And with that, we'll be going on to some media.
Media.
All right.
We didn't do a whole lot, but we did enough.
Yeah, I mean, we did everything that, you know, we had set out to do. We did the movies by chance, and the two movies by chance that we had were Fearless and The Next 3 Days, starring Russell Crowe. Fearless starred Jet Li.
Right.
And so what did you think of The Next 3 Days?
Let's see. It was, okay, they spent too much time in the middle part explaining things, and I think the middle part just took a little long.
Right. And I mean, they said that show was a thriller, right?
I think so.
Right. And I really don't think it was I don't know. I mean, it just, I don't know. It was a crime drama to me, if anything.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a thriller. I think it was a thriller, like, I don't know. Yeah. Would you consider a thriller?
Well, the only time it came a thriller was, you know, in the scene when he was going to figuring out his money situation. And then at the end. I mean, that was, if that's considered a thriller, you know what I'm saying? And that was just the one thing that I kind of, you know, I mean, it wasn't horrible, but it was kind of long.
Yeah. It was, the middle got a little longer than I would have liked.
Right.
And I don't know. It wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad.
The premise was okay, but you better not do the same thing that he did for her. I wouldn't want you to do for me.
Why not?
Because it's dumb. Because I would probably mess it up and get us both killed. I know I would. I'd probably trip or do something.
Help me out with the Biggie song. The Biggie Small song.
Which one?
Give
me one more chance.
No, we lived together. We died together.
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute.
God willing, we gonna die together.
What is it? We cried together. I don't know.
We lived together. We died together.
Effing die together. Or something like that.
We lived together. We cried together. God willing, we're gonna
die.
Or I've heard God willing.
Oh, God willing, we're gonna die together.
If you want to do the clean version.
Okay, God willing, we're gonna die together. You know, we're gonna go out together, babe.
Yeah, I don't know.
That reminds me of,
especially with the kid. They had a kid, so.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy, though. I mean, it was pretty interesting. And then we also, our second movie was Jet Li's Fearless. Jet Li's Fearless was another martial arts film based off of one of the three huge martial artist teachers in China. And it was Hu Yuang. Right, and this was a pretty good movie. Ip Man, which is with Donnie.
I can't remember his name.
What? That was your man of the hour.
It was my man of the hour, but now I can't remember his name. But that's why he was my man of the hour.
Right.
But
anyway,
it wasn't as good.
It was not as good. We gave it 4 stars. Where we gave Ip Man. Dang, I keep saying Ip Man. We gave Ip Man 5 stars, you know.
Yeah, it just, I don't know. Fearless was okay. Just parts of it was just not as good. But
right.
I mean, Jet Li is an amazing martial artist.
Oh, yeah.
And he's an okay actor. I liked him in Romeo Must Die.
Right. And my coworker, Mike, he totally loved him in Hero.
That's true. I think I've seen Hero.
Say he did such a great job in Hero, you know. And, you know, not saying that he's not, you know, a bad martial artist or anything like that, but he was just like, man, he was no Donnie, man. It was, you know, craziness. Yeah.
So it was Jet Li's Fearless. It was wasn't horrible.
Right.
So that was our movie. That was our bonus movie that we watched. See, we can watch 2 movies in a
Right.
week. We really
try. Right. And we're down to like 183 movies now.
I know. Man, so we're going to get done in a year and a half.
I know.
At least that's the plan.
Yeah, that's if we don't add anything. So you want to show the folks your beautiful dice?
These are my favorite dice. Since I thought die was one.
Oh, no.
Die was one, dice is multiple. This is my favorite dice. We used to play Dungeons and Dragons with some friends over the internet, but that went downhill, so I'm pretty sad. But still have these.
I blame
over.
Sports.
So to do the zero between whether it's 100 or below 100.
Right.
Have this is my 4-sided dice.
Yep. So if it's odd, it's zero. If it's even, it's one.
Right. 4-sided die.
Right.
And then to determine the 10 slot, I have this one that has 20, 30, 40, 50, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Have that. And then the one slot, I have my 10-sided dice.
Right.
So.
Right. So roll away, babe.
All right. You get the list up?
I do. What should be like 184? Just to spite me.
It's 3, so it's below 100.
All right. So
it is 84.
I was close.
You were close. You're off by 100. That's pretty funny.
So 84 is, oh, gosh.
What is it?
It's Ping Pong Player.
What?
I added this movie.
Ping Pong Playa?
When an accident sidelines his mother, and brother, tough talking C Dub shelves NBA dreams to run the family's ping pong supply C-Dub. And coaching business.
When did this come out?
All right, let's see here. Ping Pong Player came out in 2007.
Oh my gosh, I have a feeling I'm gonna regret this one. Ping Pong Player. See, we haven't really got a bad one. See, this is what I was waiting for. I knew we were going to get a bad one one day. And I added
this one. I think I remember seeing the trailer for this. Also, this quirky comedy earned producer Ann Clements an Independent Spirit Awards nod.
So, I've never heard of Independent Spirit, so that doesn't mean as much to me as
okay. It, so he says, and then the rest of it says, indignant at first, C Dub sets aside his resentment when he realized that winning a table tennis competition might also win over his dream girl. This quirky comedy, it's a quirky comedy, so yeah. Some people that is a one star. This movie was horrible. Mm. A Chinese man that think he is black and don't work. What? Don't waste your time.
Oh my god!
I thought it would be funny, but it was anything but.
Okay, well, you know this is what Movies by Chance is all about.
All right.
Maybe. Oh, please let our next one be good.
Hold on, did that go up? Okay, Ping Pong Player. All right. What's the next one? I got him.
Okay.
Crazy Dogs.
Nuts. The next one is 91.
Oh, and you know what? I was sitting here looking at this and I was like, we gotta watch this sometime.
What is it called?
Because I know you will want to watch it.
What is it?
Tangled.
Oh, yeah. It's Disney.
Yes, we finally get to see Tangled.
We didn't get two bad ones. I'm so excited.
So we have Tangled.
Oh, my God. We got Ping Pong Player.
We have Tangled, which was 91. And then we have Ping Pong Player, which was 84. So this is gonna be great.
Oh god,
this is gonna be a great week.
I just want to get Ping Pong Player over with. You know,
you probably like, I want to watch it tonight.
Probably, because it's gonna be so bad.
How do you know they have 3.5 stars? They have 3.5.
Just the name is bad enough.
Yeah, but I think I remember seeing the previews for this.
I don't remember the previews at all.
I want to watch the previews, but we have to do it after this show. But yeah, so Ping Pong Player.
There's a pingpongplayer.com.
And Tangled are the two movies we'll be watching this coming week with Movies by Chance. So,
thanks, Movies by Chance, for bringing us films like Ping Pong Player.
Ping Pong Player. So, we played, you know, of course, Star Wars, The Old Republic.
Yeah, I've been doing pretty steadily on Star Wars.
Right.
We're giving a wild break and doing Star Wars. And, yeah, we got to level 41. You were 42, right?
No, I'm 40. Maybe. I don't know. I'm 41 or 42. And that's the beauty of playing Star Wars. Our attitude towards playing this time around is that we're actually taking our time. You know, we're not rushing to try to hurry up and get to the end to start raiding and stuff like that. And we're really enjoying, you know, the game. And that's no slap against WoW or anything like that. That was just how we played.
Yeah, I mean, we were barreling to end game.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it feels like a nice progression. We finally reached a point where we're not out-leveling quests anymore. Because for a while, everything was like green about to go gray.
Right.
Now it's yellow going green.
Now, I'm thinking we're getting close to the point where we might actually have to go back and maybe do one of the bonus areas. Which I'm excited to go back because that gives us a break from that area because we've been there so long.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can just turn around and go back and, you know, do, you know, we can do some flashpoints because we haven't done any flashpoints since that one city.
Oh, it's been a while. I mean, we've been kind of keeping to ourselves a little bit, but I don't know. It's just fun to enjoy playing
right,
with you.
Right, definitely.
And this weekend I fell asleep on you. And you stood up and played Bastion.
Yeah, I played Bastion.
I think I was just tired.
Right. I totally understand. I did play some Bastion and everything because I bought this game a while back. And I really hadn't played it outside of just, you know, starting it up, see if my Xbox controller worked with the PC, and then, you know, turn it off. So I cleared out like two stages, you know, in there, and it's really good. I mean, I have to, you know, me being a PC player, I have to really get used to using the Xbox controller, and I was rolling off the side of the
Were you really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I didn't try to change my button config or anything else.
Right.
I mean, if I did, I probably would have saved that. But I'm trying to, you know, get used to the Xbox controller and using that. I mean, it's fun. And again, the soundtrack is awesome. And it's just a really good game. It's a game that I'm really thinking about getting for my kids to play. I mean, because it is, it's only E10. So they can actually play it.
I think your kids would be really good at it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I definitely, you know, may think about getting that for them and maybe just get a Xbox controller, you know, for their PC and stuff. We got them and stuff. And then one of the other awesome things we did this weekend was, what is that, babe? I see it right here on the camera. But you can go ahead and.
Muppet Show.
Yeah, we got
Sorry, I was looking at your camera, so I wasn't looking at the camera, so I didn't see you holding it up.
Yeah, so basically, we got the first season of the Muppet Show, and we watched the first disc, which had six of the shows on there. And the funny thing is that we didn't know, but the third show on the disc was the actual premiere.
Right. So the first two ones they showed, they weren't even like, they didn't even show.
Right.
Them on the network.
Right.
The show first came on.
Right. And what they did on those two also was that each guest got a Muppet like, what's it called?
A Muppet likeness.
Yeah, a likeness of themselves as a Muppet.
And I was like, I didn't remember them doing that.
Yeah. And
they only did it for the first two shows that never really came on.
Right. So we got to, you know, watch some of these awesome shows with the
It was funny. And every time the opening would come on, I would sing it, even though it just came on like half an hour before.
Right.
So it was fun. It was awesome. And I look forward to watching the rest of them. And one of my favorite ones is with Rudolph Nureyev.
Right.
And Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
It's cold outside. And she keeps trying to take off his towel.
Yeah. I can't wait till we get to that. So, I mean, I'm excited about watching them, you know, and see, you know, and reliving those childhood memories and everything. And it was funny because we was trying to figure out when Muppet Show came out. And it was 1976 and everything.
Oh, see. And that was actually came out before, you know, I was born.
Right.
And I was surprised. I didn't know it was that early.
Right. And it was, a year after I was born and everything. And they were out five years. And, you know, I'm excited about watching them and then getting the other seasons as we go through. So,
yep.
A lot of great memories.
Yep.
And then with us being lazy and just being around the house, we actually got to watch a couple of shows that's not normally on our DVR.
Guilty pleasure.
Yeah, so we got to give into our guilty pleasure a little bit. And what shows did we get to watch?
First we watched The Housewives of Atlanta, and then right after that we watched The Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Right.
Okay. So, okay. I had seen an episode here and there of both of them. I hadn't seen The Housewives of Atlanta yet, but I've seen The Housewives of New Jersey, I think was the one I saw most of. And let me tell you, each of these shows is profoundly different from the rest. The Housewives of Atlanta, these people are rich. There was one woman who bought a $14,000 ring without blinking an eye.
Right.
And so,
It was $40,000, I'm talking.
Maybe it was $40,000, but they're stinking rich.
Yeah.
But you know what? I still see the African-American culture deep in there, and it's like, they could be my aunt or my cousin, because they act, you know, they don't. I mean, they might act a little uppity, but they don't. I mean, I don't know. The culture's still there, which
right.
I can totally relate to.
Right.
So I can see myself liking that show because, you know, it's just normal African-American culture going on.
Right.
Rich or not, you're still black. So.
Right. And it was just, Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, and then, and we contrasted that to Housewives of Beverly Hills. A little different stuff going on.
Right.
A little more, maybe I haven't seen enough of the Housewives of Atlanta, but it seemed like more petty drama in Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Right. Well, I mean,
I think it's just the show that I caught. So.
Right. And I think they do have, it's the shows that you caught, and there is the drama, because the next one was where NeNe and the other chick,
Kim,
were, you know, apparently they've been bickering and, you know, I guess they didn't want to talk to each other. So I looked at, when I did my, so there was a vlog I did. I'm going to jump down real quick because I'm going to relate it to this. Okay. So there was a vlog I did that's going to be in the show notes. About my favorite movies. And one of my favorite movies I talked about was Friday. And Friday, when I was explaining it, it was like Friday was a movie that was a favorite of mine. And it was like for a lot of people, they loved Hangover because they could relate to Hangover, you know, getting drunk and all this other stuff and not remembering right. what happened. But with Friday, that was my favorite because I could relate to that. Not that I, you know, you know, spent the whole day just smoking weed or anything like that. But, you know, just the experience of being around that culture on Friday, right. you know.
Friday was the day you got paid and everybody was like, it's Friday.
Yeah, yeah. You, I mean, you live for Friday and it's like, you know, something silly where Craig gets fired on Thursday and he wasn't even working that day. He went to work to get some empty boxes. But they caught him on camera, thought that he was stealing something, and that was the joke.
I haven't seen that in so long.
Yeah, because he's like, how are you going to get fired on your day off? You know, and he's like, it's Friday, Craig. We're going to get you messed up, you know. And just how they get in trouble in the neighborhood with their girlfriends and all this other stuff. So Housewives of Atlanta is like Friday.
Yeah, you know, where yeah, it's like Friday.
You can, you know, you relate to that comedy or that situation, and then Beverly Hills is like Hangover, where you don't, you know, you don't get the humor, or we can even say Community versus Parks and Recreation. We don't get the community humor yeah. but the Parks and Recreation humor we totally get, and that strikes a chord in us. So, you know, I don't, you know, I think it's just a, you know, a personality kind yeah. of thing.
So I agree with you. And we also caught the premiere of Project Runway All-Stars. And I like Project Runway. I'm right. not big into the latest fashion or know what's going on. But I love to see people make beautiful clothes out of nothing, out of just fabric. They create something. Even the people who make something that look a mess, they still created something.
Right, right. And it was pretty cool. You know, it wasn't like your regular Project Runway, you know, I mean, it had the All-Stars and everything, and they're a little bit more, I guess, bitchy, I guess.
I don't know. They're like, they're very, I think because they didn't do it the first time.
Right.
So they're desperate to win right. this
they're
time.
Desperate to win this time, and it's like, there's no, you get a free pass if you win, and when you're off, and everything else. So that was, I mean, it was pretty good to watch, pretty fun to watch, and I mean, it was different. It was definitely different. It was, you know, it was pretty cool. And then we watched the finale for Project Accessory.
Can you tell I'm a sucker for reality TV? It's so sad.
Well,
you know, I mean, people are going to judge me. Everybody talks about how, you know, like reality TV shows are
not reality.
Are the death of America and all this stuff.
Well, but it's fine. I mean, it's TV. I mean, but we do watch good shows yeah, also. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is just my mindless TV that I can just zone out and not have to think about what's
and, on. And it helps, you know, when you have a website like Tom and Lorenzo, you know, because...
Yeah,
because
they go over everything.
They go over everything.
Oh, my God, they're so funny.
And they're hilarious. And
I love TomandLorenzo.com.
And they talk... I mean, and some of the stuff that they say is stuff that you even think, you know... Like the winner of Project Accessory, and it was kind of like, really? What the crap?
We saw the Project Accessory finale.
Right.
The winner was so lame.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so lame.
So, and I mean, some of the stuff that I said during the show were the same thing that Tom and Lorenzo said about, you know, all the different stuff and whatnot. But yeah, I mean, it was fun. I mean, it was snowing this weekend. It was cold.
So we stayed inside, bundled up, and watched TV and movies.
Oh, and then we also
played video games.
Yeah, and we upgraded our internet to 30.0. Oh, that was the other thing.
That is true.
That's why we were home all day Saturday, because I was waiting for the cable guy to come by. So we did upgrade to the 30.0, and now we have a 3 meg lineup and everything. So 30 down and 3 up. So getting our vlogs and our podcast up.
It was so funny. Jay was playing Star Wars, and I had got off, and I was uploading videos to YouTube, and he didn't even notice I was uploading. It was that fast. Like, I was uploading 4 at a time. He didn't even notice.
Right.
So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, Sammy must want
to. You going to hold him while
he must
want to
be on the camera or something.
Oh.
Because he keeps hanging out over here. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure why, though. You know, he was a butthole on Saturday.
Yeah.
You wanna say hi? You wanna say hi?
See, this is the benefit of video. But
all right.
Now we actually have a section that's near and dear to my heart.
Yep.
That I would like to talk about.
And that section would be
the fridge is not prepared.
Okay, so we have a try this.
Yeah, that is right.
2 weeks in a row.
Oh, man.
Shut up.
And I just held Sammy.
Well, you could not touch the food. You could just put it in your mouth.
I guess
like,
I could.
From straight from the package.
All right. So
that's what I'll do because I've been touching Sammy. So, all right. So we have, we went to Georgia to visit my sister.
Yep.
And on the way back, we stopped by this little gas station.
Well, this was in between.
We were in Georgia, right?
Yeah, we were in Georgia, but it was past your sister. It was
past our sisters.
Because we had went to Florida to see the kids.
Right. So we stopped off of this place. It had all these kind of nuts. And so we got.
This from Plains, Georgia.
Yep. Fried peanuts. And we got Cajun fried peanuts. And we got some other ones too, but we're going to try these.
Which one? Both of them?
I thought we were going to try both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Just trade off.
Yeah, we'll trade off.
I can just reach over to you. So I have, I'm going to use this scissors.
All right.
It's easier.
All right. So we're trying some fried peanuts from Plains, Georgia. And it says, this one said Cajun. It says, quote, Cajun, unquote.
Quote, Cajun.
Fried peanuts.
And so they're not really Cajun.
It says, it's hot. Woo-wee.
I know. I was like, so these are just fried peanuts. I don't know if fried peanuts are the same thing as regular peanuts, but I don't know. We'll see.
Well, you can already try one, so I'm going to. So you're trying a regular peanut, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to let you go ahead and finish chewing those or whatever. So that's a regular fried peanut. That's a regular fried peanut.
Are the same thing as regular peanuts, by the way. They're really good.
Woo-wee.
Are they hot?
These are Cajun.
Are they hot? All right, let me try the hot ones. Supposedly hot ones.
Woo-wee. Oh. So just to let you know, like I said earlier at the show, during this segment, during food, where we usually would have music and stuff like that, you know, until I get some pod-safe music, that part of the show will not be, you know, we won't have any music or anything like that. So
they're a little hot.
Yeah, they're a little hot, but they're not like
chili powder, paprika, and cayenne pepper.
I mean, they don't make you say woo-wee.
Woo-wee. It's from Plains, Georgia, distributed by Plains peanuts.
Wow, those regular fried peanuts are awesome.
They're good. They're better than like
holy crap
regular peanuts like from like somewhere else. So.
Man,
they're good.
I wish I had. I think I got two of the
Cajun.
You got two Cajun
because you love Cajun.
Boo.
Well, we are going back down there. Do you think you can remember where it is?
Yeah. I mean, we have the. I don't know. Maybe. I think I might remember the exit.
We can always Google Map Plains, Georgia.
Right, and then we'll find the exit off of, I think it was 15 or something like that.
And then I made a new recipe. For my recipe exploration, I made Mexican-style goulash. Now, I had never had goulash, but I mean, I've had something like it. I mean,
right.
You know, it's like
and what made it Mexican?
I put cumin in it. It didn't call for cumin. But I added cumin because I love cumin in my Mexican dishes. And chili powder. I put there was corn and peppers
right
in there as well. And it was really good.
Right.
It was a great meal for, you know, just having on a cold day. And if we had had any leftover, it would have been great to freeze.
Yeah.
And it was even better after it had been refrigerated for
a while. Oh, yeah. I mean, we you know, you cooked it on Friday. So we had it Friday, and then we had leftovers. No, then we had some Saturday.
And then the rest of it Sunday.
And
then
the rest of it Sunday. I mean, and, but we had other stuff to eat in between as well. I mean, because we had, we went to BD's on Sunday. We had, you know, sandwiches and, you know, spaghetti and stuff. I mean.
I was craving sandwiches, weirdly. I was,
right.
So I got some chicken breast sandwiches.
Yeah, we got like a pound of chicken breast.
I didn't mean to get a pound.
No, you did because you said we could put it in the lock and lock.
Yeah, but I didn't mean. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
First, yeah, because my thought process as I was at the grocery store.
Right.
I was like, we don't need a pound.
And then, too,
we're not going to eat a pound. And I was like, oh, we have those lovely lock and locks, which we can use.
Yeah. You sound kind of off a little bit.
Oh, sorry.
You talking off to the side of the mic?
Yeah, I was.
Were you looking at Sammy?
No, I wasn't, actually.
I'm going to watch the video and see what you were doing at 35 minutes.
I wasn't. Actually, it's 36 minutes, and I was not looking at Sammy. I was just looking at you, actually.
Aww.
You distracted me. Wait, oh, were you making
faces? So were you making faces at me?
I wasn't making faces. I don't make faces at you.
What?
But, so Mexican style goulash. I already put the recipe on at Valentine.
Yeah.
Sorry, valentinecast.com.
Yeah, and you put a lot of recipes out.
I did.
This
I
past
put.
Week.
Yeah, yeah. I put the one for the Santa Fe chicken, which I talked about, because I had created it from scratch.
I made
my own recipe, and it was really good. I put that out there. And also, did I talk about? Yeah, I talked about the pork chops I made that are going in the rotation. The sage and lemon pork chops that were really good.
So. Right. And I did go ahead and put a link in the show notes.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
For you. And, I mean, it's totally awesome. I don't know why Sammy and them are, like, pacing through the whole room right now.
I don't know. They usually just chill out. But since it's our first video, that's why they're so pumped.
I don't know what the deal is, but.
That's fine.
But, yeah, so that was, you know, a great dish. And I'm excited about it. And it was a good serving. I mean, 10 servings and
yeah. And I was gonna have it. And you were like, no, don't have it. I want extra. So
right. Okay, Sammy. You see what I'm saying? He's all in between my legs. But anyway,
I can see him on the video. It's hilarious.
Go on. But the
it's fine if he's still. If he's still, I leave him.
Yeah. Okay. And I like the section that you called your recipe stuff with the recipe exploration.
Yeah. I thought that up a while ago. So
yeah. So
I like to explore. So just
right.
To me doing a little exploring.
So, but that was our food for this past week and everything. And so we'll be going on into odds and ends. And we really should make a bumper for this.
Do you? Odds and ends. We already have one that sounds like that, though. All of them want to have technology. Odds and ends. We need to have something funky. Odds and ends.
I wonder if we can get like a troupe to sing or something like
acapella
that.
Acapella group.
Yeah, acapella
to sing
troupe.
Odds and ends for us.
Valentine odds and ends.
Hopefully they sing it better than that. But
yeah.
So odds and ends, we booked the hotel for Nerdtacular.
Yay! And
Nerdtacular
is going to be on June the 23rd, 2012, which is
Jay's birthday.
Yeah, Scott totally did it on purpose. I'm claiming it. At least that's what I'm telling everybody. I don't know how true it is. It's not true at all. But I'm still going to say
it. It's funny how it turned out. So it's on Jay's birthday. And it's going to be in Salt Lake City, Utah. Booked our hotel. We are staying at the Country. Oh, should we tell them?
Yeah, Country Inn and Suites.
Country Inn and Suites.
Oh, what are they going to do? Come hunt us down?
Yes.
You know
Country
what?
Country Inn and Suites.
We have guard dogs. And I have a big fist. Some fisticuffs. So
Country Inn and Suites, and we're staying in Jordan, South Jordan, Utah.
So. Yeah, so if you're going to Nerdtacular, and it's only like half a mile away from the Nerdtacular events.
Yeah, so it's really close. So
yeah, so if you're looking for a hotel and everything, and you know, I'm not sure right yet where everyone else is staying, but we want to go ahead and get our hotel pinned down and everything, since we won't be doing Nerd House this year.
No. I was sad about no Nerd House, but
yeah, it's fine. But it makes sense. I mean, Jeff has a lot going on, and then I don't think anybody else is going to put, you know, everybody to put money down.
So next year, though,
I had to cut a fool if I do that, and then no one.
Peanuts suck. Stay in your teeth.
Huh?
Peanuts stay around in your teeth.
Oh, can you sit on the camera?
No. Oh, okay. Talk about me, like. You know, I just find a little present every now and then. Oh,
that's the beauty of peanuts. Mm. Hey, you know what else good peanuts are for?
What?
Podcast of the week.
Peanuts of a podcast of the week.
Peanuts are good for podcast of the week. So, podcast of the week was an episode that I listened to this week. The Cantina Band. The Cantina,
which is an awesome name, by the way.
Yeah, the Cantina Band. If you're a Star Wars nerd, you already know what it's about. It's a Star Wars, the Old Republic netcast. So, but it's a podcast. But I think those guys say netcast because I think they're in the Twit TV thing.
Yeah, and they say, and they're trying to get netcast to take off.
Well, they've been doing that for a long time.
But it hasn't.
Right. So, Brian Brushwood and Adam Pawlowski.
Pawlowski, yeah.
You can find them at thecantinaband.com. And they are on the same server that we play on, which is Keller's Void and Sweater, or Star Wars The Old Republic.
I say Sweater.
But they are allies and adversaries because they have both the Republic and Empire Guild. So they're on the same server with Aliakta Est, which also has both Republic and Sith Empire side. But yeah, so that is a good podcast. I think there are 5 episodes in. The last one they had Veronica on, and then the one before that, I believe they had Tom Merritt on. So give those guys a check them out.
Yeah, is give them a
check out. Like, check them out in the store, you know. Maybe they give you some money or something.
Yeah, I mean, Star Wars is such a huge thing. You know,
Right. And it's new, you know.
Yeah, it is.
It's new and it's huge. So, but we did have someone.
Contact us, damn it.
And it was our good friend, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
From Toronto. So, he says to us, he said, glad to hear you like Flashpoint.
Toronto. He's not from Toronto, is he?
What?
Ontario.
Oh, God. Really? Are we going through this again?
Is it? I think it's Ontario.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
hold on. I got the email.
Yeah, get the email.
Where I live. This is my country. My country says on the hat. This is where I live. Ontario. Jay, he lives in. See, I even got it right this time. He totally lives in Ontario.
He messed me up because I looked at his email.
What did it say?
All right, so. He said, glad to hear you like Flashpoint, which Flashpoint was the show we talked about last week when we had Alachi on.
Right.
Said, I've seen it a few times, and while I'm not a huge fan, I like it for a couple of reasons. It's Canadian, and they don't try to hide the fact that it's Toronto. So I thought he was proud because
it was in his... Well, would you be proud if it was a different state?
But I thought he was being proud. Still... No, I mean, I'm proud of Justified, you know, but I wouldn't be proud of a show that's based in Indiana, except for Parks and Rec, but that's a fictional town in Parks and Rec. Mm. and then he said, two, it's about the only cop show where bodies don't pile up. I think I watched it 2 or 3 times before they even shot anyone, which he probably didn't see the first show.
He kind of missed that one.
Yeah, I think it's realistic, more realistic in that aspect, since police will attempt to resolve things by talking before shooting. You may not know this, but the main actor, Hugh Dillon, is also the lead singer of a band called The Headstones. If you want to play some of their music on the show, I'll make a request for Smile and Wave.
Oh, yeah.
Here are a couple of links to some of their videos on YouTube. You may not recognize Hugh Dillon right away since he has hair. So he has a few links out here. We'll include those links in the show notes. And oh, he said, oh yeah, if you can't remember where Toronto is, refer back to my previous email. And thanks, babe, for referring back to the previous email.
But the sad thing is that I had to refer back to the previous email to find out where he lived. And he is going to be like, really, guys? Really?
Yeah, he's
after he said that great, it was like an infographic.
It was. And I botched it, so.
You did botch it a little.
So, sorry, Jeff. Your email wasn't in vain. I promise it wasn't.
I know he lives in Ontario. You do. You know he lives in Ontario?
I do now. He lives in Ontario, but I know it's Bowmanville. I knew that much. So I was trying to remember.
So you thought it was Bowmanville, Vancouver? Did that even sound
right? I didn't say
right?
Vancouver.
I know, but you said he thought he lived in Vancouver.
No, I said Toronto is what I said.
Oh, that's still bad.
So if you all want to contact us like Jeff did. This is the awesomeness right here.
So we have new stuff to contact.
New stuff. So we have to take it slow. So if you want to reach us by email, you can reach us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. That is thevalentinecast@gmail.com. What's our blog address, babe?
You can find our blog with all the show notes and the recipes that I post at valentinecast.com. That's valentinecast.com.
If you'd like to reach us by Twitter, the podcast Twitter feed. I don't know if you say the cast Twitter feed. Twitter feed is valentinecast. That's valentinecast. And when we say cast, that's C-A-S-T. My Twitter feed is thecowboy, T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I.
And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow, spelled the right way, unlike the cowboy. so tweet us if you want to let us know what you think about the podcast, or if you have any suggestions, we're always open.
To
suggestions.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So that's a show.
That's a show, and it's appropriately under an hour.
Yeah, like your dad likes.
Like my dad likes.
But yeah, so.
Hi, Dad.
What's going on, Mr. Crocker? So that's episode 44.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to play up to the camera doing the outro.
We both do.
And we'll be getting our dogs and stuff situated. So you get to see what happens after the show. But have a great week, guys. And we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
I can't even.